it just shows you the magnitude of the win today. 2010 since our last back-to-back win. That's incredible, an incredible win. And I feel so sorry for the supporters to see the last 3 years, no back-to-back win. So I'm delighted in that sense that we've got that first one. And I'm delighted for the players, just the hard work that and the endeavour they've put in. You know, we scrapped out a win again on Tuesday, and I thought we've scrapped out another win today against a good side in Crawley, who've invested well and were pushing hard at the top end of the table. So it was never going to be easy, but I just thought the way that we set about, particularly when we went one down, shows the confidence in the players and the fact that and the belief that they can still go out there and get a result. And once we got that equaliser, I really did feel strongly that we were going to get the winner.
What were you fearing when Matt Sparrow popped up to open the scoring?
Well, it was always going to be sod's law, isn't it? He's either going to score or make one when he comes back and all the issues of which we tried to get him. I said to yesterday, you know, I hope he had a poor game, but unfortunately he's had a good game today. And, you know, he gave total respect to the fans, the fact that he didn't celebrate the goal. However, you know, Matty's the reason he's not here is financially. That's simple as that. They've got better possibilities at Crawley from that point of view. But I was delighted with the commitment of the players today. And like I said, two wins. Some of these players in the dressing room haven't even experienced that. It's amazing. So
what was it like then in the dressing room after this game? What was the atmosphere like?
Well, elation in one respect, relief is the other, because we know these games are pressure games for us, because we've accumulated five home games in six, and we need to make it count, and it will make a huge difference to our season for sure, and where we're going to be. And the teams around us are still winning, and so the importance of us when we do get these home games is we've got to take maximum points if we possibly can. We know we're not going to do it all the time. We're going to go out there with the attitude that we want to win every one, but it might not be on a day where we get a just rewards, and we might lose one. But the one thing for sure is the belief in the camp at the moment is very, very strong since the turn of the year. You know, one defeat since the turn of the year is not bad going.
You've come from behind today, which shows great character, doesn't it? What does that tell us about the team and your chances of staying up?
Gives us a better chance. You know, they were very, very fragile when I first walked into the football club. And, you know, and we've got to, you know, dismantle in their heads the manner of which they want to play. You know, they wanted to play like Barcelona. It doesn't win you games, not in this division. And we had to get play like men today. And I thought one or two grow up today.
Do you think the pennies dropped then, Brian, with your players?
I certainly believe the effort and drive from them has dropped, because without that, you've got no chance of winning games. That has to be the major ingredients. And today, like I say, we haven't played particularly well. We've played a lot better. But it shows there's a strength about us that we believe we're going to go and win the game. And we don't allow the one goal that has gone against us to affect our beliefs. And I think that's the important thing. Is a strategy for our players is to continually keep getting stronger in the head. And the football will take care of itself. And when we get the wins under our belt, what we are striving for, we'll probably see a better performance. But at this moment in time, and I hope that supporters are with us on that, it doesn't matter how we get these wins at this moment in time. The most important thing is get the wins, because the points are more important.
Just a quick final couple of thoughts from you on the goals. The first one for me was a demonstration of desire to really want to get there and put that ball in the back of the net. Did you see it the same way?
I did, yeah. I mean, Jimmy Ryan, there's just run in there, and he's had a real challenge on him as well. You know, he could have busted his leg there. But that's the drive that he wanted to get to that ball as quicker than Crawley did. And that sort of gave us a real lift. And the set plays were very good today. I thought we looked dangerous. And there was opportunities in the first half where we got the first header, but we unfortunately didn't get on target. But I always believed that we were going to get a set play. And you may win a game on a set play. And it was nice for Niall to go and attack the ball on the back post to get that winner.